typical local products from Albinea. The territory of the municipality of Albinea is located almost in the centre of the foothills of the province of Reggio Emilia, in an area particularly suitable for farming activities, thanks to the presence of specific environmental conditions that have no equal in the rest of the province. First and foremost, the foothill area is characterised by particular climatic conditions, with average annual temperatures higher than those of the plains and the mountains, which explains the presence of plant species typical of the Mediterranean, such as the olive tree and butcher's broom, which are not usually present in the Apennines. Secondly, in the foothills of Albinea, there are specific types of terrain that originated in the great alluvial accumulations of the so-called Fan Deltas, deposited over tens of thousands of years as a result of the climatic ups and downs of the Ice Age. These soils are characterized by complex compositions with significant percentages of sandy fractions, Aeolian limes and silt clay suspensions that give rise to a special soil chemistry extremely favourable to the development and selection of certain varieties of vine that require loose or not very compact soil, have a good sandy component and are well drained. These alluvial deposits of glacial origin have also created a particular morphology, characterised by large plateaus that gently slope down into the plain and intersect one another along the foothill margin. The fan deltas, in turn, are crossed by a series of small streams which have cut deeply into the alluvial deposits to create a series of valleys enclosed by steep slopes. The resulting scenario is an unusual landscape characterised by large, highly diversified areas that help create even more favourable circumstances for the cultivation of vines and the production of other quality agricultural products. Finally, the first layers of the alluvial fan deltas of glacial origin were in turn subjected along their southern edge to a pushing action exerted by the masses behind the Apennines, which move endlessly from east to west. In certain cases, this phenomenon determines a significant uplift of the land, carrying it to significantly higher levels than the plain below, thereby creating additional conditions for environmental diversification, which might be defined as geoclimatic, and these too are favourable to agricultural practices, and viticulture in particular. The combination of all these circumstances is the basis of the great viticulture tradition of Albinea, whose territory, characterised by a great diversity of environments and terrains, along with a suitable climate, is well suited to the cultivation of fine vines. These favourable conditions extend equally to fodder crops, which also benefit from the unique characteristics of the land around Albinea, offering top-class raw materials for the production of quality cheeses, and in particular the renowned Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, which is extremely tasty and flavourful around Albinea. Historically, milk production is associated with the breeding of pigs and the production of cured hams and salami, which find particularly suitable conditions for their production here. Around Albinea, a traditional role is played by rural construction techniques that historically consist of buildings made of stone and brick, aligned along the solar thermal axis. These construction methods create particular microclimatic conditions inside their buildings, which are ideal for the processing and storage of cured meats, and for the processing of vinegar under their roofs, including the balsamic variety. These are buildings that can breathe, so to speak, and are therefore able to adapt to the changing seasons to aid the maturation of the products. This agricultural tradition has existed since antiquity, as can be seen from the numerous agricultural settlements from Roman times scattered across the countryside, many of which retain the massive stones of wine and oil presses, together with large jars used to store agricultural products. It is no exaggeration, then, to say that the territory of Albinea is an area which has a centuries-long tradition of producing some of Emilia's best-known typical products. Many of these have become protected in recent years. In particular, traditional balsamic vinegar of Reggio Emilia and the wines of Colli di Scandiano and Canossa, which have been granted PDO, Protected Designation Origin, status. The authenticity of all these products, which boast illustrious secular traditions, is strictly protected by three respective consortia. Traditional balsamic vinegar of Reggio Emilia is a high-quality product resulting from the fermentation of cooked grape must, which is then aged, and the PDO mark guarantees that these processes have been carried out exclusively in the province of Reggio Emilia. Production is regulated by rigid and restrictive disciplinary measures, and its uniqueness is the result of the sugar and acetic fermentation of cooked grape must, which then undergoes a long period of aging and refinement in a series of small barrels. The transformation of the must can only occur in the particular environmental and climatic conditions typical of the attics of old houses, and only in a relatively small territory characterized by severe winters and hot, windy summers. For these reasons, it cannot be obtained with industrial processes or on a large scale, and as a result, production quantities are limited and the price is rather high. Inside the Villa Tarabini at Albinea, it is possible to visit an exhibition of the complete production process, with a series of what are known as typical production batteria, which consist of a series of processing barrels. As for Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, the other local quality product of Albinea, the particular nature of the local soil yields superlative fodder, which is essential for the production of high quality cheese. The origins of this famous cheese are unknown. The most advanced historical analysis has linked its origins to the so-called byres, or cowsheds, that the medieval Benedictine monasteries of Reggio Emilia had near Reggio and Parma. Long mentioned in historical and literary documents, with a well-known description in Boccaccio's Decameron, this is a product that now rightly plays a major role in the Italian and European dairy landscape. Its name is protected, its origin is guaranteed, and its trade overseen by the Consorzio del Formaggio Parmigiano Reggiano. The unique characteristics of the foothills near Albinea have also favoured high-quality diversified wine production, with a long tradition in the production of Lambrusco. In particular, one of the oldest varieties, Lambrusco Monterico, which goes well with the renowned rich local cuisine that may be still found in local taverns and restaurants, such as the famous Cappelletti in Brodo, Chardo Pumpkin Tortelli, Erbazzone, or simply with typical cured hams and salami. For those interested in buying these fine products, a special wine and tasting route has been created, which runs through the municipality and allows interested parties to reach farms, dairies and vineyards by following special signposts on the main roads. Here they can buy various products. Many makers are also delighted to welcome visitors interested in learning about production. Meanwhile, in Albinea itself, certain shops stock cappelletti, erbazzone, cold meats, baked goods and other local specialities.